Couple thoughts this morning for our students. First, can I have the green book, please? Actually, the red book. Thank you. Sorry. I love the prayer. It was our first prayer that I said. Let's listening again to the first words. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, that by itself is pretty cool, pondering in our minds about spiritual things beyond this world, we may carry out in both word and deed. Word and deed. That which is pleasing to you. Word and deed. I think one thing we as students need to grow is with word and deed. So let's, what ways that we need to grow in word? Basically what we're speaking about. What do you think we should, how we can get better with that? Yes, we'll start with this. Yes. Yes. Dad is here. It's all delicious.
What?
As adults. Yes. What do we can do with our words? That'd be like a deed. Like if your dad has a friend over, now I'm resuming beer. That's a deed. You can't drink too much, right? I did? Well, give your answer. What is a word? What are they can pray, there we are. There's a deed. How about our words? What do you think? Think about Kiri, what do you think? What do you think? About our words? What? Read the Bible, that's a good way.
Say prayers.
Prayers. Yeah.
Pray to God.
Pray to God. Yes. Hail Mary, yeah. Yeah, using our words in good ways. Now, of course, I loved the first reading today. I really did. Because for us adults and our students, he was really going through a list of what we shouldn't do. And I like those. It's good, especially for us as adults and you guys, some of you had your first confession, and our students that go to confession, and our parishioners that go to confession, or those that don't, should be, that it's a way to think about, hey, God is God, I'm not, and I can't be prideful. I can't just think of whatever I want from God. I have to be obedient to Him. I have to be under His authority. And I think one way to that I've heard is words that weren't good words, right? Like if you're at school, if you're at the playground, we need to be using good words, right? Or at home, correct. Okay, so that's one. That's one I thought. The second one is our deeds. What is a way to have good deeds? What is a deed, by the way? There's a few different words. A deed, for instance, you could have a deed for your house, or a deed with your like a brand new truck we got. Like what? Beads? Oh, beads! I mean deeds. Deeds. That's a good thought. It sounds like a bead. Yes, what do you think, Dakota?
Actions.
What type of actions? What do you think?
Actions do.
Deeds. Yep.
Different things like when you put on a movie.
Putting on a movie. Okay, it should be a good movie, right? Well, you two are. You like the books, don't you? Don't let that. Don't let that card fall out there. Thank you. Yep.
Prayer action.
Yeah. Yep. Ashley, I saw you.
Singing a song.
Singing a song, yeah. A deed. Something that we're doing. Now, here's a deed that I'm thinking of. An action. Say, for instance, I've noticed that we have a lot of different forts at the playground. Is that correct? Am I right on that?
No, there's only two.
Okay. Now I have a question. We have some younger kids, smaller kids, and older kids and bigger kids. I think a good deed is to allow other people to be able to help each other's fort on the playground. I hope there's no camps that this is my spot. This is my fort out of snow. No, it's not. That's God's. That's not yours. That is funny, isn't it? And it's true, right? A deed for us is to share. You don't own anything. Neither do I. I joke with people that, like, I'm the boss to you. Well, God is the boss. God is the boss to me. And so, when you're at St. Thomas Aquinas School, we want to always get better and better and better with our words. For instance, are we making fun of each other? I hope not. We shouldn't. Are we saying words that we shouldn't say? As your pastor, no, you should not. We're at a Catholic, a Christian school. Like right now, we're at Mass in a church. And our deeds should always be beautiful here, especially when we are the older students and the littler kids. I talked to the fifth graders recently to help that, to learn as fifth graders. How about third and fourth graders with kindergartners and preschool students? How about first and second graders with kindergartners? How about kindergartners with preschoolers? We always want to look as we grow up to help the ones that are younger than us, that need more help from us, to be gentle, to use good words, to use words to encourage them, to invite them into games, to invite them into your fort on the playground. That's what I want to talk about today. Now, the green book. This is the reading. This is called the Ashby. This is from the words that we said between the Alleluia, as we sang very beautifully. Receive the word of God, not as the word of men. That's like us. We need to receive the word of God, not as the word of man. So if something's going on at the, for instance, say you're on the playground and somebody isn't saying something well. Well, that's because it's a word of you, a person. That's not even close to what God's word is, of love and compassion and empathy. But as it truly is the word of God, please always remember of God's word and learn with your language, your words, to follow what God's word is. All right? Please stand.